I want to say welcome again to 2021, the year that we are thinking that we're going to come out of quarantine. We're going to be looking for places to go, places to fish, to go boating, to go skiing, and some will be looking for a place to worship. I know that most of the church members who have been quarantined out of the sanctuary of worship will be coming back. But I believe there's going to be others looking for a church, men and women and families who in the past have ignored the church, who felt they had no need of that church down on the corner or down around the curve or that little white building at the end of the street. There's going to be those who have decided that maybe church would be a good place to go. And so many families, they'll be looking for church. And if they should come to your church, what kind of church would they find? Would it be a church that would welcome them with open arms? Or would it be a church that would look on them with disdain for one reason or another? In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, and verse 18, Jesus speaks about the church. In fact, in the four Gospels, Jesus is the only one that spoke about a church. And Matthew is the only apostle that wrote one of the four Gospels that mentioned the church. No other gospel writer mentioned the church. And what makes this statement that Matthew records here so believable is that Matthew was there. He was standing there with Peter and the other apostles when Jesus spoke these words. And Matthew, being there, was able to not only hear the voice of Jesus when he spoke, but he was able to see his hand gestures. Sometimes we forget that people use their hands when they talk. And I believe that when Jesus spoke these words, I'll read them to you. In Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus said, "I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I believe that when Jesus was speaking these words, I believe he pointed at Peter when he said, "You are Peter." And then I believe he patted himself on the chest and said, "Upon this rock." I can hear him now as his hand thugs against his chest and he says, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I know that some would discount what I said about the hand gestures, but did not Jesus use his hands in many of his miracles? He used his hand to write upon the ground. When the Pharisees brought the woman that was caught in adultery, he didn't have to say a lot to these people. He just let his fingers do the talking. It is also recorded that Jesus cast out devils with his finger. It is also recorded that he put his finger on a man's tongue. Jesus used his hands in his ministry to touch, to heal, to make a point, just as you and I do many times while we're talking. In fact, I'm using my hands right now, and you can't even see me doing it. It's a natural reaction. When we begin to speak, and especially If we are speaking with passion, our whole being becomes involved in the conversation. Jesus said that the church that I will build, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We know that Jesus was a builder. He was a carpenter. He no doubt had built nothing bigger than a furniture or a house or a yoke for oxen or maybe an ox cart. And most of those things over time would rot, decay, and vanish. But now the carpenter stands and makes an announcement that he was going to build a church that would outlast every house that he has built, every kingdom that men has built. He made this announcement with the full knowledge of what the church would overcome in order to stay in existence. Kings have come and kings have faded into history. Great kingdoms have risen and faded into history. Jesus made this statement with the full knowledge of the evil communistic governments that would be against this church. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church in spite of the World Council of Churches, in spite of the communistic doctrines, in spite of the governments that would think that it was an enemy of the state. I'm going to build my church. No government, no kingdom, no dynasty, not even the gates of hell shall prevail against this church. My friends, this is a big deal that Jesus is talking about. I'm going to build a church that will overcome the evil one, that will overcome the communists, the socialists, the World Council of Churches. Nothing is going to withstand the church that I'm going to build. Oh, don't you want to be a part of a church like that? Don't you want to be a part of the church that God is building today? Don't you want to know that not even the devil himself can conquer this church? My friend, if you're looking for church, no matter where you have to look, don't stop until you find an overcoming church, a church, the church that Christ is building.